healthy are we as a community, and where do we need to do better? Hancock Public Health Commissioner Lindsay Summitt is with us this morning to talk about the latest community health assessment survey and community health improvement plan. Lindsay, thanks very much for braving the elements here this morning. We appreciate it. So the community health assessment survey recently concluded, right? And you've got the results, kind of the composite of the results up on the website. What was the biggest takeaway as you look at those results?
Yeah, thank you, Chris, for having me this morning. So the community health assessment, we started collecting that data back in late August, early September. We went ahead and collected any data that we gathered up until the end of December. The majority of it was complete, though, in October. Honestly, not much different than what we've seen in the past. You know, housing, transportation, access to healthcare was primarily the takeaways, which that's been kind of a theme the last several years. And I think those are themes that we're hearing, you know, over and over, and just other things that we're doing in the community. So right now, many community partners are together analyzing that data. You can actually see that data on the public health website. There's actually a link you can click on to also provide feedback. That link will be live until sometime late next week. And then after we get that data, then again, community partners will be meeting at the end of this month to go ahead and try to put our priorities and strategics together to see what we can do to focus and, you know, get the community healthy.
And that is the community health improvement plan.
That's correct.
That will be forthcoming. So it's interesting you mentioned that a number of the data points were not necessarily surprising. They mirror what you have seen in the past. And that's not to say that they haven't been a point of emphasis before. And we talk about, you know, the health improvement plan, previous iterations of that have focused on a number of those issues. So why are they such a sticking point that they keep coming up despite all of the best efforts?
I think the majority of it is things are always changing. You know, unfortunately, we can't move that needle as quickly as we would like. Mm-hmm. But every day, every organization in Hancock County, we're working to move that needle. So I think we're on track. It's just it takes time, unfortunately.
Yeah. The other thing that's worth noting is that this is you talk about public health in that context, but also just health healthcare and health issues in general. It's about more than just, I mean, when you think of Hancock Public Health, I mean, we think of obviously the pandemic and vaccinations and you know, I don't know, restaurant
inspections.
Thank you. And, you know, things of that nature. But you're looking at this holistically in terms of health, you know, the overall health of the community.
That's correct. I mean, it's everything that we cross each day plays into our health, you know, where we live, the access to care that we have. Do we have safe transportation to get us to that health or to even get us to our job to give us access to maybe our insurance?
Yeah.
So there's just so many players that are very important in making sure that we are healthy.
Which is one of the things that becomes a challenge in addressing some of those things that you hear about over and over and over again.
Correct.
Because there are so many moving parts in this. Was there anything from the survey that really jumped out at you that maybe you didn't expect, you didn't see coming, or is an area where is, ooh, we really need to focus on that moving forward in this next health improvement plan?
Unfortunately, no. And I'm going to take that as a positivity.
Okay.
Just because I think that means that we are focusing as a community on areas of improvement to make sure that we are providing a healthy community and that we, I'm going to say, have everything covered and we have an awareness of. So, like I said, I'll take that as a win.
So, no surprises in the data. Talk a little bit about the process of putting together then that health improvement plan. As you mentioned, a number of stakeholders will be involved in putting that together. And this is a pretty extensive document, a pretty extensive game plan. If folks have seen this in the past, It's not like a one or two page memo here.
That's correct. So this will be a 3-year plan. Once we put it together, it's going to be the areas of focus from, again, all community partners that runs from 2026 to 2028. And we will be meeting on February the 25th at the University of Findlay. And we'll go through and, you know, try to figure out what can we do. Everybody will have a different role. I mean, obviously, how the healthcare system's going to focus on whatever the topics end up being will be totally different than maybe what transportation does or how the food bank even plays into this. So, yes, it's a very large community effort.
How long will that take to put that together?
So we'll spend a half a day together with a consulting firm that has been hired to navigate and assist us to do this. Because one of the main things is that the public health has to have this plan in place, and it has to meet certain criteria for our FAB accreditation. So Moxley Public Health has been contracted to do that with us. They will come on site, and like I said, we'll spend 4 hours in a room, but there'll still be multiple meetings, you know, generally every week we're talking some way.
And again, when do you anticipate the final report, that final health improvement plan being released so that folks can kind of dive in and see where we are and what the plan is to move us forward?
The plan right now is to have it completed by the end of March.
Okay.
Once it is live and no longer in draft form, it will be up on Public Health's website for the community to review.
And as you mentioned, this is obviously it's a good thing to do for any number of reasons, but it is actually something that you are required to do.
Yes. Yes. Our office, along with Blanchard Valley Hospital, they are required to be a participant as well for their organization. So
speaking of, and again, it's interesting because in the context of the Community Health Improvement Plan, you talk about all of the different stakeholders and the different ways that they come at these various topics. I thought it was interesting. You shared recently on social media the Hancock County commissioners are looking into internet access within the community. And it's something that, again, it's not a survey that you are doing, but you shared that information. I would imagine that information is valuable to you as well in the context of all of this.
That's correct. Very important that if individuals in the community don't have access to internet, then they're most likely not having access to, let's say, social media or the news that's coming that way. Mm-hmm. So then they're losing out on knowledge that can help protect them.
Not to mention the growing alternatives of e-health, telehealth services, and that kind of thing.
That is correct.
So really kind of interesting the way all of this ties together, including things that you may not necessarily immediately think of. And I would imagine in the process of putting together the Community Health Improvement Plan, that's one of the most fascinating aspects of this, is how can we bring all of these stakeholders together with their own unique perspectives.
That is correct. I mean, if you think about something I just mentioned a few moments ago, is, you know, the consideration of one of the concerns is having access to healthcare.
Yeah.
And that's a component. You know, it's easy to think, oh, they don't have access because there's not a provider maybe in their area. Well, that may not be the case. It may just be they don't have internet access. They do, like the telehealth or the e-health.
Yeah. Really fascinating stuff. Again, Hancock Public Health Commissioner Lindsay Summitt with us this morning, talking about the latest community health assessment survey, the results of which are up on the website. We do have that linked up at our webpage, goodmornings.net, and the forthcoming community health improvement plan.